Well, the government of Nauru is facing an accusation that it's intentionally obstructing people's access to justice. The island's parliament has passed new laws that critics say will effectively block access to overseas lawyers for anyone coming before Nauru's courts. Members of an anti-government protest group known as the Nauru 19 could be affected, as could any of the refugees still on the island as part of the Australian government's offshore processing deal. Richard Hewitt from ABC Radio Australia's Pacific Beat program has this report.
It's called the Legal Practitioners Act and is designed to regulate the legal profession on Nauru. But Brisbane-based Pacific analyst Tess Newton-Cain says the most concerning element is that which exerts far stricter controls on temporary admissions to the island by lawyers from Australia or anywhere else outside the country.
The new provisions now make it quite difficult for that to happen. And in particular, it means that there's no provision for people on Nauru to directly engage overseas representation. They have to do it via a practitioner with at least 10 years standing.
But Australian barrister Stephen Lawrence, who's been involved in long-running proceedings on Nauru, says the level of experience the new act demands will be hard to find on the island.
It's my understanding from working on Nauru that there are, in fact, no private lawyers operating on the island with more than 10 years' experience. There is a number of pleaders, which are non-legally qualified people, who do have more than 10 years' experience, but again, a very small pool of people.
I think that realistically, the only lawyers who would fit that qualification are the ones that are more likely to work for government. And then that obviously leads to a question of how willing they are likely to be to engage foreign representation in cases that might be politically sensitive.
And those concerns were certainly raised by Justice Geoffrey Mukey, the Australian judge presiding in the Nauru 19 appeal hearing. He accused the government of persecutory behaviour against their opponents, in part for trying to deny them proper legal representation as they sought to overturn convictions for rioting. And it's that kind of perceived injustice and the recent death of former Nauru President Brent Darbado in New South Wales that has piqued the interest of State Labor MP Mick Veitch.
I just don't think anyone, no matter where you live, should live in fear. And I think people expect to have a democratically elected government that also involves an opposition that can do its job as well. Rational civil societies don't go about preventing people from accessing pro bono legal advice. And this action does worry me in regards to what it means for the people of Nauru.
And Tess Newton-Cain says there are potentially serious implications for refugees and asylum seekers too.
What appears to be happening is that refugees and asylum seekers who are seeking to either get legal advice or legal representation in relation to administrative appeals have been instructing Australian lawyers directly. Now, under the terms of this legislation, it would appear that that avenue may no longer be available to them.
As well as Nauru, Stephen Lawrence has practiced in a number of other Pacific Island countries, but he says he's never come across the kind of restrictions passed by the Nauruan Parliament before.
Look, it could well be that in a larger country with a larger legal profession that such a requirement might be reasonable. But in my view, if this is not a bona fide protection of the local legal profession, a bona fide protection of local legal process, this is really an obstruction of access to justice by the Parliament of Nauru.
Australian barrister Stephen Lawrence, Richard Hewitt reporting, and the ABC has invited the Nauruan government to comment on the new laws, but it's yet to respond.